You're welcome back to the programme. Well, one of the big stories last year was the success of Minlaw in the Club Championship, and they're running the Connacht Club Championship. And you know what? It's been one of the, I won't call it rags to riches, because it's been far from rags to riches, to be honest, for this club, who've been in fantastic servants of the game for quite a number of years. And anybody who knows anything about football in the northeast of the county will be very familiar with their grounds. Well, the club are actually organising something very, very special, because they are running a raffle that is, shall we say, in conjunction with a big event next Friday night in the Clatter Ring, one of my favourite places in the world, dare I say it. And I'd say any Galway person worth his salt who's been there would say the very, very same thing. But the Clatter Ring in Hendon in London will be hosting a major night. And to say it's major is an understatement. Of course, Galway Bay FM are there from 7 until 9 o'clock. Ollie and the team will be talking to some ex-Galway players and GAA legends ahead of Galway in London in the Connacht Senior Football Championship on Saturday afternoon. But there'll also be the results of this raffle, which has over €3,000 worth of prizes. There is a reason for the money. Not only are they looking after their club grounds and development that's going on there, but they've also got two charity partners in Cancer Care West and the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. And I'm delighted to be joined here in studio, in fact, by Conor Laffey and Niall Brennan, who can talk to us more about that. And lads, I really appreciate you coming in. And Conor, I'll start with yourselves. Last year, and we talked nearly every week in the, during that club championship run, it was some year for, and in fairness to Menlaw, it's not the biggest club in the world, it's fairly smallish pick, so to do it made it all the more special what you achieved.
It did, John, it did, for sure. Like, it's a small, tight knit club, and yeah, it was a brilliant year last year. The ultimate goal was to try and get back up to intermediate football, where the lads have been kind of intermediate and senior, I suppose. They had gotten relegated down to junior, so spent a couple of years down there. Delighted to come back up last year. So winning the North Board Championship, they won the County Junior Championship as well, and then ultimately went on to the Connacht Championship. Unfortunately lost out to Lahardon down in Castlebar on a miserable wintry day, on penalties, unfortunately, but an absolutely brilliant year, and the lads did a super job in terms of achieving the ultimate goal, which was getting promoted back up to intermediate football.
And one thing about that run was, yeah, I remember the game against Lahardon, listening to it here in studio, listening to the commentary, you know, to be so close, but to show the character you did, because you were put up against it, you came back, you took the lead, they came back. It was one of those, it was like toe-to-toe boxing, really.
It was. Look, if that game was still going on even until now, it could still be level. Like, it was that tight, and it's just, yeah, look, it's unfortunate, I suppose, that penalties had to decide it, but I know with the nature of the club championship and the condensed calendar now, there had to be a winner on the day, and that was Lahardon on the day. But no, look, it was a brilliant year. Super victory over Tuam Stairs the day of the senior county final in Pearse Stadium to win the promotion final, and the lads had beaten Clonbur in the county final before that, and Headford for the North Board title. So to win the North Board title and the county title and get two cups, and yeah, proudly sponsored by Thomas Finn Engineering out in Minlaw as well. It was a super year for the club.
And it's always true, and I said it so many times, Niall, that the junior championship, dare I say it, I'm going to get killed by every intermediate and senior club in the county, but to be involved in the junior championship, it's so much harder to win, dare I say it, than even the intermediate and senior, because there are so many very good teams involved in it, and it's very level. There's no standout team in any of the junior competitions, Westboard or Northboard.
Absolutely, John, yeah. It's a very hard competition to win, and I suppose with the new regulations of 16 teams, senior, intermediate, juniors made it a lot harder. And some big clubs down there, like Headford, came down in 2023, and we had two great tussles with them, and we're lucky to come out by a point in both occasions. So it was a very hard championship to win. I suppose even with Galway restructuring it, as Conor said there, you had the North Board, you had the county, and then you had the promotion. So you had three finals to win to go up. It was difficult. Hard couple of weeks, but look, it was well worth in the end. We got our goal.
Yeah, you did. And now you're going to be playing intermediate this year, so you'll be looking forward to the draw once that the draw is made. But of course, we're not here just to talk about your successes last year, but your hopeful successes this year, starting with what happens on Friday night. Conor, to go back to you if I can, because this is a fair, you've sent me the poster, you've sent me some of the prizes, all that's going on, and that it's a fair undertaking to organise that.
It is, John, for sure. And look, I suppose it's something that came about relatively quickly as well. I think Niall said to me in the car there on the way in, like, it's only 7 weeks in the making, so this has been an awful lot of work. So we've got the Galway Gathering event coming up in the Clatter Ring in Hendon in North London. Clatter Ring is actually owned by Finbar Holian, so Finbar is from the Scanna side of our parish, and he's been a massive help to us in this regard. Finbar is actually a nephew of the great Matty McDonough, so there's there's a strong Galway football connection there, and it's taking place next Friday evening at 7 o'clock in the Clatter Ring. So we're all looking forward to that.
So talk to me then, Niall, about the organising of the prizes. If you've got only 7 weeks to do it, that's been a fair amount of work being done.
Yeah. A lot of work, as Conor said, has gone in the last 7 weeks. We're very lucky to have such a good committee. We have a fundraising committee there. We meet every week. We all get assigned jobs, and from there then it's people's roles to get signed jerseys, weekends away, I think the 7 week weekend breaks. So look, at we had a short window, but it's worked well for us.
How did you manage to pull that off? Because it's not that easy. Everybody kind of, there's so many different GAA clubs and organisations pulling out of everyone, it's hard to kind of get everything knuckled down. You managed to get all those prizes organised in 7 weeks. It's fair going.
It is fair going. Like I said, there's a 12-13 of committee. Everyone's put their shoulder to the wheel over the last 7 weeks, and everyone has got a weekend break or a signed jersey or signed hurl. There's some great prizes, just to name but a few there.
Yeah, how many prizes are there, Conor, in total?
So for the raffle at the moment, we have 10 prizes. There's 3,000 euro worth of prizes in total. And then we're doing the auction as well. So the auction is taking place on the night. Some of the auction prizes that we've got are amazing. Like, we've got All-Ireland tickets in there. We've got golf breaks. We've got signed jerseys from Galway footballers, Galway hurlers, Limerick hurlers, Dublin footballers. The Cliffords down in Kerry signed a jersey for us. We've got some amazing stuff put together. And I think, to go back to your point, John, in terms of how do you do it, I think it just shows how unique the GAA is, that, you know, people can tap into their community and speak to people in other counties and try and get these things organised.
The club part, stress, the importance of the club, no matter what club you come from, whether you are a Salthill Natnacara, a big size club like that, or a smaller club like yourselves, or even smaller still, even today I saw the lads from Munavay Abbey getting on a bus to head over to Inishmore to play a league match this afternoon. Do you know, I mean, it shows really how special the whole club ethos is when it comes to the GAA.
Oh, it does. Absolutely, it does. And like, it's, as you rightly pointed out there, we're not a massive club by any means, but in terms of the context that we've managed to create and produce over the last few weeks, we've got some brilliant stuff put together. And likewise, in terms of backing as well, like I mentioned Finbar already, the main person I suppose sponsoring the night is Pat Carey. So Pat is from Menlo originally, and he's running a company there in London called PJ Carey Limited, and they've been an excellent help to us as well in terms of, I suppose, speaking to the London network and making the... Because it's not just Galway people that are heading over for the match. There's obviously a lot of expats based in London and around the UK as well.
Because it's such a big deal for them, isn't it? Sorry to interrupt you, but it's such a big deal, it's in my head, for having people from Galway going to watch Galway in London. Hmm. It's so important, and I've seen this with every one of the Connacht counties. This is just one of those really unique, special things.
Absolutely, and like, Galway only get to go to London once every 5 years, and hopefully it continues with the changes in the championship, because it's very, very important to those people. And of course, Galway people love travelling over as well, so really, really looking forward to it.
Can I rattle off some of the prizes that are being given away in the raffle? The pair of Connacht final tickets and a night stay and meal for two in the Maldron in Galway. Excellent prize. Two nights B&B and an evening meal in the Woodfield Hotel in Clifton. And very say hello to Jimmy Screen down there, because he sponsored it. Yeah. Night B&B in any of the Soho hotels, and that's of course thanks to Pat and Supermax. You've got a night B&B for two in the Raheen Woods. You've got a 200 euro Dalata Hotel group voucher, loads more. I mean, I'm scanning just some of the prizes as I see them in front of me. Patrick Ginley, by the way, down there in Tuam, he sponsored the Connacht final tickets and the night stay in the Maldron, which, you know, must be mentioned too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're fantastic prizes to get and to have ready, and it's going to be something really special then when you have those prizes, because when people see them, they go, you know, I fancy a bit of that. So that was selling the tickets, Brian, and that, or Niall, should I say, was selling the tickets, that was it easy?
Yeah, look, we've had a great feedback. Everyone has supported it within the club, within the county, within, you know, we're getting tickets in from different people, lads in within the club from living in different counties. So there's great support throughout Ireland. We're getting a few in from the UK as well. So we've got really good support over the last couple of weeks since we launched the tickets.
Now, I'm not going to ask you how many have you sold. You probably have an idea in your heads how much has gone so far. But I mean, the point is that, you know, selling those tickets has three particular purposes. One, the club ground development. And I'll ask you about this, Niall. What are you planning on doing on the ground? Because you've actually got a decent setup down there already.
So we are hoping to erect floodlights and further work on the club grounds, the clubhouse as well, renovation works, and... As on the tickets, we're going to make a donation to Motor Neuron Ireland and Cancer Care West.
And that's what I want to ask about, because there are two very, very important organisations where funding is absolutely crucial. And you know what Cancer Care West do and the Irish Motor Neurone Disease Association do for people in the west of Ireland, Kyle, it's absolutely remarkable. So any money that you can give towards that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, it was one of the first things that we wanted, and it was one of the first things we talked about at the meeting we had, that we said, look, we have to have charity partners involved in this. And we kind of, I suppose, opened it to the floor in terms of recommendations, and there were two associations very close to the heart of the committee, and that's why they were selected, and we're delighted to have them both on board. And yeah, please God, look, the night is a success, and we'll be able to make a good donation to both of them, because like that money is hard earned no matter where it comes from, but when it's going to worthwhile causes like that, it's absolutely vital.
Here's the next question. Are tickets still available?
Oh, absolutely. They are indeed, yeah.
That's the most daft question in history, but go on.
No, they're still very much so available. So they're kind of, they're spread among the locality. Now, I won't say we've flooded the place as such.
You didn't do the door-to-door, did you?
No, we didn't. And that was, we were conscious in that, John, that we had a club social and we had a little bit of fundraising as well towards the back end of last year with the lads going so well in the championship. So people have kind of taken books of tickets and bought tickets as they want, but we haven't been doing the door-to-door. They will be very much so available on the night, and we've a strong team of people heading over selling raffle tickets and ultimately, I suppose, driving the auction as well. So,
and they're also available from any committee member, any player in Screens, Gilka, Thompson's Minla, Jordan, Spare, Minla, Ruane's, Glanton and Burks and Colmstone.
And just to mention, they're a tenner each. Might as well tell people how much they are.
And they can get three of them for 20.
And they get three for 20. Can people get them actually online? It's just a question that's in my head. Or have you decided to go down that road?
No, we didn't. And it's the same reason, I suppose, to relate back to earlier. We had done a couple of iDonate links towards the back end of last year, and they were a great success. But we were very conscious, I suppose, in terms of we are from a small club and kind of, you know, relying on that locality all of the time. So we've gone with something a little bit different for in this case.
Right, Niall, I'm going to ask you about Friday night now. Starts at 7 o'clock. Is that going to be when the raffle takes place, or is it kind of tying in with our own broadcast and we'll have a bit of fun with it?
Yeah, so as you said yourself earlier, your own broadcast on from 7 to 9. We've been, and Connor's been working closely with Ollie, which is a star-studded panel there between ex-county players, current county board officers. I think we have Paul Bellew, Mark Gotcha lined up on the night as well. We'll be selling tickets while all this is going on. There'll be a period afterwards where we'll be selling the tickets, and then hopefully, depending on how the night's going, we'll run the raffle first, and once the raffle is complete, then we'll move on to the auction.
Yeah. Okay.
And I should point out as well, it's free admission on the night, and Finbar has some brilliant live music lined up as well.
Yeah, so I have to say I have that here in front of me, if I can just bring it up here. On the Friday night, the Rustic Ramblers and the Red Cortinas, and believe me, as somebody who's been in the ladder ring on more than one occasion, it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great night. We're looking forward to speaking to loads of people from Galway, further afield, and we're looking forward, hoping it's going to be a great success.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I really appreciate you. I know this was organised fairly quickly, but in fairness, thanks so much to Perry for coming in. By the way, we're putting this up on the website and galwayfm.ie as well, so you'll get a chance to listen back again if there's any questions you want to ask. By the way, speaking of which, if there is any questions, can you be contacted? If someone has a question, maybe in your own club, wants to get a ticket or whatever, can they contact either of you, and how?
Yeah, this is a really good question. So we can be contacted via the club Facebook page initially, via social media, so we both monitor it. And then Niall as well, if you want to give the email address in terms of the club.
Yeah, so if you have any queries, you can email the club email address, so secretary.minla.galway@ga.ie.